This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell. Sports talk duo breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge. Big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
I've got concerns, Atlanta. I've got concerns.
Uh-oh.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you had a great weekend. It was another weekend where, wake me when the preseason is over, will you?
Oh.
We don't have that much longer. We play the Cowboys on Friday night. Falcons lose, who cares? Here's the deal, and this is my worry, Mike, and I got to start here because I just saw where Raheem Morris talked about this at practice today, and I'm a little concerned. Has nothing to do with our quarterbacks. We'll tell you about who they picked up. They are making some moves, but they're making moves, guys, because I think they have to. Mike, and I want to be accurate about this, so I want to read it verbatim, okay? This is what Coach just said about Jalen Walker. We are going to have an abundance of caution.
Oh, boy.
Walker tweaked his groin during the practices last week with the Titans.
Wednesday, I guess they're saying, Carl.
He didn't play against the Titans in this preseason game. Ross says we hope to get him back this week. Let me let you guys in on a secret. They've been saying this the entire camp. We hope to get him back. He plays, he practices, he doesn't play. He practices, he doesn't practice. Mike Bell, I am concerned about this whole Jalen Walker thing. Again, a growing. Mike, this could linger, and this is what Ra is saying. We don't want it to linger the entire season. Mike, it's lingered the entire camp.
Now, again, not trying to make too much out of this, but if you're looking for depth and you're not getting something out of a guy who may be out for a little bit more, they signed an edge rusher named Ronnie Perkins. That happened about an hour ago. He is out of Oklahoma. He was a former third-round pick, so basically a third-round bust, who's been basically a practice squad, had a cup of coffee in the UFL. But anyway, an edge rusher, 6'3", 253, linebackers, OLB, basically. So if you're looking for an insurance policy, just some depth for the roster. But yeah, the Jalen Walker thing, guys, I want Georgia fans to understand, it is not a knock on Jalen Walker. But as Carl and I say, and you guys know it, availability, ability. We can't wait. We're waiting to see him and Pierce ripping people's apart and getting after the quarterback. Just haven't seen Jalen Walker do it because he's been kind of behind the eight ball with some minor injuries.
And my concern is this. Maybe we won't get a chance to see him do it. Are we talking about 3, 4, 5 weeks into the season, Mike, before we see a healthy Jalen Walker? And guys, here's the thing too. All right, and let's just be completely honest about this. All of you wanted this team badly. Desperately to draft a Georgia Bulldog. Did we get the right one?
Well, it was surprising that Mikael Williams, who some felt because of the size and athleticism, reminds you what we talked about, Jalen Pierce Jr., had the higher upside. And again, guys, this is in no way an indictment of Jalen Walker because Georgia Bulldog fans getting their feels. We love the guy. He's a leader, but he can't lead if he's not on the field.
Mike, I haven't seen any of that.
No, I haven't seen anything from Jalen Walker. That's just that, guys, we were at practice every day. We were available. I mean, 3 days out of every five, we were there to watch. And unfortunately, he was not on the field for much of that. So that's where we stand. It doesn't mean he's not going to be a Pro Bowler or a superstar with this team. But right now, he's a question mark for how the season begins.
That's my concern. 404-726-0929. Don't tell me I'm jumping the gun. Don't tell me this is way too early. It's not. Guys, we are literally counting down to the start of the season. I could care less about what happens in this Dallas matchup on Friday. I'm just being honest with you. Because this roster is going to get shaken out. We kind of know at this point who's going to make this team. And I'll tell you, based on what we saw on Friday night against the Titans, the Carter kid, Nathan Carter, the running back, Mike, it looks like he's going to make this team. There are some guys that are not going to make this team. But when you talk about, are we ready for week one? That is what I care about. And right now, it sounds like Jalen Walker's not going to be ready. Now, he's got a couple of weeks, but we were told this 3 weeks ago that he was going to get healthy and be available. And, Mike, he hasn't been.
And then Michael Penix Jr. kind of let it slip. Not that he was trying to be, you know, a Weisenheimer, just kind of telling it like it is. He'll learn not to give the media anything, just like his head coach. But he did tell you that, you know, he said the word recovery. Said he thought Darnell Mooney would be ready to go by week one. So, like I said, unless Pitts is going to be a big focal part, a point, I should say, of the Zach Robinson offense, you know, yes, we know what we have with Ray-Ray. We know what we have with Casey Washington. They're not Darnell Mooney. Darnell Mooney has a specific skill set.
What's up, Darnell?
And he's got a great catch radius, athleticism, speed. So that's a concern, and that's one less weapon for your rookie quarterback.
Raheem Morris, Jalen did not practice today. We are trying to ramp him back up for later in the week. But it's really, quote, about getting him ready for the season because we don't want this to linger. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating because everybody was over the moon. Georgia fans, everything you and I bellyached about for decades, about how the Falcons have an aversion to Georgia Bulldogs. And we know what Jalen Walker is. Jalen Walker is a dog, pardon the pun. But it just right now, we got to wait. And it's frustrating because we'd love to be able to say the positives we say about, you know, James Pierce Jr., about Jalen Walker. Just haven't had that chance.
As far as the game's concerned, anything pop out to you? And the quarterback moves today, as you mentioned, with them releasing not only DJ Shark, he came and is now gone, but they also released a quarterback. Did anything pop out to you?
Emory Jones had a concussion, so it's described as a release and then parentheses injury. I guess, you know, I like what Easton Stick is able to do. You and I can talk about it later. Do you keep three quarterbacks on this roster? Because the caveat, you worry about if Kirk Cousins is traded, do you have a solid piece? Easton Stick backed up. Justin Herbert started games for the Chargers last year. Offensive line, second O-line is not good.
Okay.
And if we're honest, that first half of football was god-awful. That was hard to watch. I mean, I gave my tickets away. I literally, as soon as we got off the air on Friday, we were working from home. I put my tickets up on Twitter. We don't say X. And a guy got him and his wife, and they enjoyed themselves. I'm glad you did. That's hard to watch. Second half, Falcons did score some points, move the football. A lot of that was about Nathan Carter. He had a 43-yard run of his 63 yards rushing. Chris Blair, we talked to him on the radio. You think he's going to make the team?
I do.
Dylan Drummond, Quincy Skinner, Nick Nash, DS5, David Stills. So a lot of room in that wide receiver room. Is there enough for six? Last year they carried five. We'll find out. But all I get from the practice, we may have to look for some waiver wire offensive line help to back up what we got.
Yeah,
I don't like what we got.
All right, and look, they ran the ball better, but the penalties were killer, to Mike's point. I mean, look, you were penalized four false starts for the O-line, two holding calls. It was just way too much from that standpoint. Those were not your starters. The quarterback situation is interesting, Mike. I do agree with you there. You know, the bottom line is, again, you got the good work in the 2 days against the joint practices. Friday was not an indicator of anything outside of me saying Cam Ward. I don't think he's that good. I just don't. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's looked good. Last night, I wondered what Caleb Williams is going to look like. He looked damn good. There were guys over the weekend that looked really good, Jackson Dart being one of them. I was not impressed, Mike, with the week of work we saw with Cam. Not talking about Cam Newton. That would be egregious. I'm talking about Cam Ward.
What did I do now?
I wasn't impressed. I wasn't impressed in practice. I told you this. We were talking. We were sitting there. I said, Mike, it feels like he's just trying to hurl everything in there like he's Hercules. Right. And then he gets to the game, and his coach, literally, for those who don't know, put him out there for a third series on Friday night. Not because he wanted to. He had to. He felt like he needed the work.
Trying to get some momentum. I think he's aware of the sports pages in Nashville. He wants to show there's some good things happening. 2 of 7 for 42. Again, maybe they felt they got the work in the dual, you know, practice, the scrimmage. But we saw him force passes. He's look, there's a learning curve. I think he'll go through it. A lot of pressure is off him because of all the focus being on Shedeur Sanders. But at some point, he's going to be under center in Nashville. He's got to produce. He looks a little bit over his head right now.
404-726-0929. Hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking. Anything stand out to you? Are you concerned, like me, about Jalen Walker? I'm just being real with you guys. And by the way, if we get into the season and this is still an issue and we still have not seen the 100% Jalen Walker, what are you going to tell me then? I hope that's not the case. But he's missed a lot of reps. I'm just telling you guys. And the reason why I feel more confident, I don't know how good James Pierce is going to be, Mike, but I feel more confident just because we've seen him. Do you guys realize James Pierce played in the second half of that game on Friday night? Didn't need to, but you had to keep guys fresh, and so James is in there. I mean, Mike, he's seeing a lot of time, and again, it's not about wins or losses. He's getting the work in.
Getting reps, 3 solo tackles, 4 tackles on the night. Sometimes he was also double-teamed by Tennessee. You know, some of the other guys out there, Morgan Fox, remember I called him Megan Fox?
That's right.
We picked him up. He had a sack. Again, the second half, not great, better than the first half, and they did win by a field goal. But it's just it's everything we hate about the preseason. That first half was brutal. For what it's worth, Youngway Koo, 2 field goals, 2 for 2, and 2 for 2 on extra points.
All right.
So I think he's okay.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm watching you, Koo. Don't screw up when the season starts, all right? This thing doesn't stop because you hit a few field goals in the preseason. I agree. He's looked better. Mike called it maybe 2 weeks ago. He says, I think he's going to win the job. It was great to have competition here. Now I need to see you knock these down in week 1. Mike, if a drive stalls, we're at the 45. Koo, kick it. You better knock it down.
Yeah, I just, as much as we killed him because it was so out of character, again, when you're watching football, I don't care if you played football or you just, you know, whatever you, however you appreciate the NFL, the last thing you want static from is your kicker, right? That's like, come on.
Right.
These guys are out there breaking their butt. Now here comes a guy who does one thing and he's blowing it. So it just, it aggravates you. But I think we realize.
All right. How did it sound?
Well, actually, Saints game would be. And then the Chargers game would be. So, yeah, it was just, I'm a method actor. Luckily, you're not smelling it. But, no, it was brutal. But I think it was because of the groin, as you would say. The hip and the groin made him just ineffective. And we're used to seeing him look so much better. He's healthy. He's good. And we do have a kid in Lenny Creek who's in the bullpen.
Yes.
If you ever need him.
Yeah. And that is that's the good news. All right. Your concerns, if any. That's mine. By the way, this out too today. All right. Want to be upfront and honest with you guys. I'm glad Roz letting us know now. Don't tease us. No Penix, no Cousins for Friday. So our final preseason game against the Cowboys, they will not play. You're saying they shouldn't. Let me tell you who is playing Friday. We already know. Joe Flacco, who will start for the Browns in week 1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
There are teams who are running their quarterbacks out for this last preseason game, Mike,
right,
just to get them right.
They're going to bring the Tin Man with that little oil candy. Get those knees going for Flacco. Yeah, man, don't know where it goes with Shedeur Sanders. That was the worst possible thing, to have that oblique injury.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.